Broadcasting live from the beautiful Venetian and Sands Expo Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. For Collaborate 14 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, Collaborate 14, and that's hashtag C14LV if you are tweeting at home. Stone, how you doing?
And the way that you know that is we have this very elaborate setup here at on the floor, and you're looking at this Twitter board.
I got a Twitter feed going over here. I got pictures of the board of directors to my right. It's a party.
If we'd have been here last night, it would have been the Final Four probably.
That's right.
No, that was in Dallas, Texas, where I'm from.
Oh. All right, this is going to be a fantastic segment. We have with us not only the practice director for Rolta, but also the Grand Poobah, the Chief Mohaw, the president of OAUG. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Miss Alyssa Johnson. How you doing, Sunshine?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
So I got to know, what were you thinking is what I got to know.
That's right. You got a full-time job. You're like, you know what? I think I'm going to be the president of OAUG.
I tell you, the OAUG has so much to offer members, people that use Oracle applications, and I just wanted to give back. They've given so much to me in terms of education and networking opportunities, and I really enjoy presenting. That's really how I got started, was I would come to collaborate and present at this event, and it was so exciting, I just had to have more. So here I am.
So now, if you're somebody out there that's using one of the Oracle applications, why should you become a member of OAUG?
Great question. We do have a lot of benefits. We have a fantastic conference database that you can access. One of the things our members really value is the educational content that we have. And happy to say one of the new things that we have is our conference database is now searchable. Before, it was kind of a pain, frankly, to get to the content. But now you can go in and it's organized by year. It's tagged. You can do searches on that. So really great new feature that we have.
And then so all of the members get access to that?
Correct. The other thing that we've just done is we've done a refresh on our website. So before we weren't searchable by like search engines, Google and things like that. Well, that's a bummer, right? You want to be able to put it into Google and have OAUG pop up. But the other thing that we're doing is now you can actually go on our website and do a full site search, even if you're not a member, and it'll bring up the title and the abstract of the content. So that's kind of to pique your curiosity.
That's right. So you see, it's right there, but I can't get it unless I join. And now
right.
I gotta join.
The other thing, of course, is the networking opportunities. And here at Collaborate, you're face-to-face and lots of opportunities. We also have our geos and our geographic groups and our special interest groups that especially our geos meet throughout the year. So other great networking opportunities within your own region. So you don't have to, come to Las Vegas. You can just stay right at
but
home.
But you want them all to come here, though.
Of course, because you have more people. We have over 5,000 attendees this year at Collaborate. And I have to say, it was really great. Last night at the meeting of the members, it was standing room only. I mean, we had all the the seats at the tables were taken. People down one wall, people down the back wall. Don't tell the fire marshal. But when we had them, I asked them how many were first-time Collaborate attendees, and there was about a third of the room that raised their hand. So that was great news for us, and we were glad that they made it to the meeting of the members.
Well, that's striking to me, but equally striking to me is the people that have been members since the very inception and all who express that same sentiment. They joined because they wanted to give back, and they got so much from a mentor, a guide, someone else in the profession that utilized OAUG as a way for them to express that gratitude and a way for them to live that out. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really great. And one of the initiatives that we have for this year is actually to include younger members and reach out to those younger members. So we actually had on Monday, we had a young professionals luncheon.
Like, what age is young?
Well, we debated on that. So I, in the actual things we wrote out, we said 30 and younger.
Okay.
But a few little older than that snuck in, but and that's completely fine. But we're really targeting that 30 and under because we want to make sure that they understand the benefits of OAUG and can join us and have those innovative ideas.
Right.
You know, they're the ones that have the idea and know how can we serve them. They may want to use Twitter all the time, right? And that's a way that they want to get their content. They don't want to go out to the website. We just wanted to know that, right?
So now, talk about why it's important for Rolta to have you so involved in this group.
Well, again, it's one of the reasons is because of course, the exposure of seeing.
Okay, but first year, did they not say, look, Alyssa, you just want
you
a trip
a
to
job
Vegas.
Here.
What are you talking about?
Now, come on.
Did it take a little selling early on, or they were on board from the beginning?
No, they were on board from the beginning because, really, it makes you a better employee. Because of, again, the networking and the education that I'm bringing back to the practice and sharing with the other members of the practice. It's really a win-win situation because not only to the practice, but when I go out to client sites, I can give them, you know, when I network with somebody that has a problem or a solution that I haven't seen before, I can take that right back to a customer that we have and solve that same problem.
So you're seeing best practices from a variety of companies, mm-hmm. not just Rolta-centric, right?
Absolutely.
And it's widening your perspective, and you're able to help Rolta in ways that they couldn't even think about, right?
Absolutely. And that I think that you see that in the exhibit floor,
right?
There's all of these vendors that really are supporting the user groups. I mean, they're looking for business, of course, but they see that this is the place where people want to come to learn how to use Oracle products.
Now, let's talk about when you first joined OAUG. What was that? Were you like, oh, great, I got to do this? Like, were you excited about the opportunity to join when you first started?
Yes. So one of the things that, in terms of our membership model, it's the company that joins, which I think in some ways is great because then people that are experienced and have used the benefits of OAUG, when somebody joins that company, then they can say, hey, why don't you come and join me for this event or this activity? So it's not just you're not just a person all along trying to find your way through.
Right.
Right.
And you guys do a good job with, like, kind of having an ambassador to kind of walk them through and to kind of get them integrated and immersed in the group and put them in the areas, the special interest groups, or the geos that are most important to them, right?
That's exactly right. The ambassador program has been very successful, and we continue to talk about it and really thank our ambassadors. And I have to say, one of the messages that we got out this week was the fact that, you know, OAUG is a global organization, not just North America, not just the United States. I had somebody come up to me at the event, the welcome event last night. He says, I'm an ambassador for our company. I didn't know I could send all this stuff out worldwide. I said, well, sign them up because we get them to get their profile.
Oh,
so we really want to, that's one of the goals this year too, is to utilize that those resources even more and give them the message that, you know, they really can reach out globally to their organization and get people involved.
Now, part of your charge is to get the incoming president ready for, is it next year? Do you get another year?
Yes.
So term limits? How does all this work?
Yes. So it's a one-year term. Uh-huh. And Lissa English is the president-elect, and she'll be starting in January. I was fortunate enough to be the president-elect last year for Margaret Wright. She's still on the board, so she helps me along as well.
They never let you completely go, I'm sure. Once you're in, you're in.
Well, we do have an election process. That's, you know, so that's good. That means the members are choosing who they want to represent them. But we have a really good board, and I have to say, from a volunteer, it's all volunteer, and I couldn't do it. No one could do it on their own, right?
Right.
It really takes all of the efforts, not just of the board, but of the committees to execute on the strategy.
Well, and you have like a very elaborate, involved event like this, which is fantastic, but I mean, the real heart and soul of this thing, it goes on all year long with the GOs and the, was it SIGs?
Special interest groups.
I mean, there's stuff happening throughout the year, and now with the advent of technology to keep distributing all that thought leadership and to have a pathway to go back and forth between, remember we talked with the
Oracle
the support
right?
council?
You yes. know, and it,
I mean, yes. You guys have a lot going on all year long.
We do. And in summer, we're actually going to do the Best of Collaborate. So if you couldn't attend Collaborate and you're a member of OAUG, we're going to have those presentations. They're going to be presented again as an e-learning opportunity. We're also going to have an Apps Tech Connection Point in Pittsburgh. So if you're in the Northeast area, it's a great, we had one last, the first one last year. We're having another one this year. Also trying to reach out and have an event in Mexico City also this year, and a Connection Point event in Mexico City. So a lot going on all throughout the year.
So now, if you were a member here and you're here in Las Vegas, how would you attack this event? What's the best way to get the most out of it?
Get the on the Collaborate app.
Get the app, right?
That's the first thing, right?
What does that do for you?
So there's a couple of things. First is looking through the sessions, finding out which ones make sense to you. And, of course, it's searchable. So put that, if you're interested in an R12 upgrade, put R12 upgrade, and
right?
It's going to bring them all back. Mark them as one that you want to attend them, and that's really your schedule for the show. It also has a map of the exhibit hall, so if you have specific vendors that you want to meet, you can search on the app and get those vendors and mark them in your the app that you want to do. The other thing that I've really liked is the attendees can, you know, tweet out. It's not tweet, but, you know, can message out. And it's really great to see what they're interested in and what they're excited about. And then you can comment and you can make a connection that way.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by the studio. I think this is such a nice setup. I think we can refer to it as a studio.
That's right.
As opposed
it's our
to a
studio in their booth, OAUG booth. Now, if somebody wants to learn more, is a website for OAUG?
Absolutely, OAUG.org, and a brand new refreshed one. So go out there
That's
and check
right.
it out.
You got it. And we'll have you come back and check in with us throughout the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. We will be back in a little while from the floor at the Sands Expo and Collaborate 2014.